Hello, this is Father Andy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter. And today is also the optional memorial for St. Fidelis of Singbergen, a priest and a martyr. And this is one of those saints that you really don't hear a lot about. So I'd encourage you today to maybe take a look, find out more about St. Fidelis and how God used him in the life of the church. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who was called Mark. Now, there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they went forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we have kind of a transitional scripture here, where we are moving from the ministry of Peter and the work that that he was doing as he traveled and opened up the gospel to the Gentiles, and that was in our previous readings from the Acts of the Apostles. And here we pick up a transition where the word of God continued to spread and grow. Kind of Luke is saying that this work that was established is really powerfully being exposed in a variety of places, and so it's been growing everywhere. And there's something here that happens. We have the mission of Barnabas and Saul, and you may remember earlier that Barnabas went to Antioch and then went down to Tarsus, and at that point picked up Saul and brought him back, and they began to teach a large group of people. And here we have, at the end, this idea of a relief mission. And so we have the two returning to Jerusalem. Now, that's an interesting statement. Saul is going back as a convert. That must be an unbelievable thing. And Barnabas is going back as a missionary. He had been sent from Jerusalem up to Antioch, and now he was returning. And so they were sent back to Jerusalem, and there they had some meetings. They also brought John, who was called Mark. And John Mark, this is, excuse me, the first time we are introduced really to him, and he's going to play a key role. Now, we've seen John Mark before in the Gospel of Mark, and one of the things that Mark does is he kind of points himself out at the Garden of Gethsemane, and that's when this young man ran away in fear, and and he ran away naked into the forest. No one would make that kind of detail in Mark's gospel unless it really had something poignant to say. And I think Mark was saying, "That was me, that scaredy cat." But anyway, here John Mark is returning to Jerusalem, and we have then a time jumping forward after they had been to Jerusalem. Then they came back to the church at Antioch. And here, as it says, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manan, the list goes on. And so Antioch became kind of a center of teaching, a center of the prophetic ministry. And so for that area up in the Syrian sliver up the side of the Mediterranean, that kind of was a gateway into Asia Minor. And it was there that the Holy Spirit spoke to the group and told them that Saul and Barnabas must be set apart and to be sent off. And so what we have is the beginning of the first missionary journey. And in this first missionary journey, we have Saul and Barnabas looking at the world and how God wants them to move in evangelization. And at that point, they are prayed for, and they are invited to move out and to begin their ministry. So they laid hands on them after prayer and fasting and sent them off. So what they did, again, Antioch is a little bit in country in Syria. So they took about a 5-mile journey to Seleucia. And then in Seleucia, they began their voyage on the Mediterranean. So it says again, they went to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And so from Seleucia, they got into a boat and headed west toward the island of Cyprus. And it was there at Salamis that they had their first missionary encounter. And they began to proclaim the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. One of the things we learn later is this is where Titus came from. And so this is the beginnings of the very first missionary journey. One of the things that would really be helpful for you to do as we continue our journey in the book of Acts is to go to the internet and just search for Paul's journeys, Paul's missionary journeys, and look for a map and maybe just download it. But it's really good. You know what? Also, in a lot of Bibles, if you go to the very back of the Bible, you'll find maps back there in a lot of Bibles. And that usually has Paul's journeys, missionary journeys, outlined with arrows pointing as to where he went. So it's good to get the geography of what's going on. This first missionary journey is taking the gospel to an outpost, a place where the gospel had never really been taken officially. They probably heard rumors and things. But here, Saul, it still is Saul at that point, and this is where the shift takes place. And they went from the mainland around Syria out to the island of Cyprus. So here we have it, the beginning of our missionary journey, the beginning of Paul's ministry. And this is where the spotlight in the Acts of the Apostles shifts from Peter and the missionary journeys that came out of Jerusalem to the missionary journeys of Paul, which originated in Antioch. And so we begin our adventure with Paul and with Barnabas as they take the gospel to places not like home. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, again, this is a really wonderful journey each year on alternate years when we go through the Acts of the Apostles. I love doing it because it's a refresher in the sacrifices, the courage, and the work of these great men of God as they began to take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.